Hey guys, welcome to the Posey Sports Performance Podcast with your host, Jonathan Posey. Today's topic is going to be a little off topic, meaning it's not going to be health and fitness related, it's not going to be gym related, it's going to be life related. This is just something that's kind of been heavy on me lately, just because I keep track of current events in the world, and I am extremely excited by the future, but I'm also extremely dismayed at the present, meaning this world is a bright future. We've never had a better time to live in history, ever, ever, ever. If you were born in anything, anywhere outside of a third world country, which a significant amount of the world is not a third world country anymore, you don't even think about having to wake up and find a place to go to the bathroom in the morning. You don't have to wake up and think about, oh, where's my food coming from today? Or when am I going to be able to get water? Or how far do I have to walk to get water today? We wake up, go to our sink or our fridge, pour ourselves a glass of water, get ourselves a bottle of water, and we drink it. There's never been a time to be alive better than right now. But I'm also dismayed at the current events of the world right now, because there is so much damn hate coming from everybody, whether you're from the right, from the left, from up or down, in the middle, wherever you are from. There is so much hate going on between groups of people and individuals. It truly saddens me. If you disagree with somebody on a topic, they may call you a sexist, racist, homophobe. If you disagree with somebody on a topic, they're going to call you an Uncle Tom. They're going to call you a privileged white male. They are not taking into account the individualistic identity of that person, meaning they're not taking into account that that person is not what their statistics say. That is a person, an individual. They have different thoughts than any other person on this planet, because they are an individual. It is their thoughts based on their experience and their logic. So it really makes me sad when I hear people, no matter who you are, lump people together, whether it be alt-right, LGBTQ, whatever letter you want to put at the end, whether it be black, white, poor, rich, Republican, Democrat, independent, Green Party, whatever. I'm sick of everybody saying the other side is evil. Because the truth of the matter is, we're all reaching for the same goal. We're all trying to make this world a better place to live in. And we just have different ways of going about that. This is why I think a big wave is coming. It's going to wash this kind of, I hate to say, but identity politics away. I don't want to mention the word politics, but it's the only way I can kind of word it. This identity-based judgment. A wave is coming. It's going to eliminate it, because there are so many people that have been disenfranchised by those who have identified a person or a group without any basis, without any true knowledge of them, of that person as an individual. I think, I'm not going to let you guys know whether I voted for Donald Trump or not, but I think the election of Donald Trump truly showed the world, and especially our country, that we had, as a country, had enough of this name-calling. It's from both sides. In this situation, Republican got elected president. And people have lost the idea that of, Ben Shapiro puts it, cognitive dissidence. Meaning, you can support somebody, but not support every one of their views. Just because you support Donald Trump's tax cuts, doesn't mean you're going to support his stance on immigration. Just because you supported Hillary for president doesn't mean you don't have some things in common with Donald Trump, because I guarantee that you do. You probably want lower taxes. you probably want our country to end up being safer at the end of the day. Not saying Hillary wouldn't have done that, but those are the things that are associated with each one of these people. Just, people have tried to create a false dichotomy for people, meaning you're on one side or you're the other. There are rare situations in life where you are on one side or another side, and you're fighting against each other. If you're on that on individual topics, okay, but there's very, very, very rarely is there a true just ideology where two sides are diametrically opposed against each other in every single way possible. And people have been so focused on finding the negative from those who are not necessarily against them, but on the other side of the aisle from that, or have another way, or have another view on how to, or have another way to address the problem that you think you have a way to. People that I've seen, like Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Dave Rubin, people like those guys who may not see Steven Pinker, Joe Rogan, people who are definitely not on the same side of the aisle, but they are willing to sit down together, have a decent conversation with one another. They all have differing views on how to get things done or how things should be done, but you know what they are able to do at the end of the day? They're able to come to the table with respect for one another and have a conversation based on facts, based not on emotion, and figure out where they may have differences, where they may have similarities, and at the end of the conversation, be able to walk away from the table and say, that person's not a bad person. They just have a different way of addressing the same problem that I'm trying to solve. Why don't we sit down together, understand the other side, instead of just calling them names and assuming their position, assuming that only does one thing, it makes an ass of you and me, and get to the root of the problem. I'm sick of people running to their side as soon as something big happens. We've seen this with kind of the Kanye West recent kind of issue, or not issue, the recent Kanye West, I'll say, controversy on Twitter, where Kanye kind of tweeted some stuff that we don't think nobody in their freaking right mind thought that he would ever tweet. And people from the right are saying, oh, he's being hailed as a true member of the right, and then the left is calling him alt-right. You're both wrong. The guy is an individual, his own individual thoughts. You can agree with them or not agree with them. It's a free damn country. Do not judge him, don't say judge, because you need to judge ideas. Don't throw him under the bus or grab him onto your bus just because you agree or disagree with him. And invite conversation. Have a conversation with him. Ask him, okay, I see what you're saying. Why do you think this way? That's going to be a whole hell of a lot more productive than sitting there saying, uh-oh, another Uncle Tom, or, oh, he's our new favorite person on the right. He's a black conservative. Woo. The truth is, he's not conservative. He's not liberal. He's a free thinker. He says that in his tweets. He's not associating to a group. He has his own thoughts. It's Kanye being Kanye, where nobody can control Kanye but Kanye. But it's true what he's saying in a sense. Nobody should be able to control your thoughts other than you, unless your thoughts are inciting violence against a particular group of people or just violence in general. Then we have another type of issue. If you're calling for the killing of Trump, you're calling for the killing of blacks or gays or white people or whatever, you need to be dealt with swiftly and harshly. But if you're just putting your ideas out there and inviting conversation, or just want to put your ideas out there, you should have no worry in this country in 2018 of putting your thoughts out there if they are genuinely your thoughts. Makes me angry when people try to throw people out just because they have a disagreeing view. You should welcome the conversation, because it means you can both grow and both of you can see the other side of the aisle, because you can only see so much because you only have one perspective. If you have another person's perspective, that's a 50% increase, and you're actually 100% increase in your own knowledge set. You get an idea of what the other side is thinking. You might be able to come to some conclusions that you didn't think that you might agree on. Thanks, guys. Sorry for cutting off my quasi-political rant. I just wanted to get that off my chest. Bottom line, love people, own your life, don't let anybody else tell you what to do. Talk to y'all later, guys. Talk to you later. See ya.